Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study. In the book of Jeremiah, we've been plowing right through. And it's not like we're plowing through with brute force and ignorance. We're plowing right through the book because it is a long book and there's a lot in it. And it's it does take some plowing. And it does take some thinking to get through it, because there's a lot of revelation knowledge that we can find here in the book of Jeremiah if we just open our spirits. Let's go ahead and pray first that we might have an open mind. God, open our minds today. Let us receive what you have for us. Not what I have, not what anyone has, but what thus saith the Lord. Let us receive from the Spirit of God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for giving it to us freely. Freely you have received, freely give. Let's get right into our study in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 27. And I believe that we left off with the 17th verse. Let's go ahead and take it up here. This is Zedekiah spoke of here in the 12th verse. Spoke words like all of these to Zedekiah, the king of Judah, saying, bring your necks under the yoke of the king of Babylon and serve him and his people and live. They were told to bring their necks under the authority of the king of Babylon, the Nebuchadnezzar, because God wanted them to learn something. God wanted them to learn how to submit. And if they had to submit to a godless king, so be it. They had to learn one way or another. They wasn't submitting to God. So he used the tool of Nebuchadnezzar to make these people submit. And if they wouldn't submit to the king, they were going to die. They were either going to die of starvation or something else. The sword, because they just simply would not submit to God. And God said, I give up. Maybe they'll submit to Nebuchadnezzar. So they just, God gave them over to their reprobate minds to serve a godless king that was possibly less righteous than they were. So this is how God had to use these people to chastise, had to use King of Babylon, the Babylonians, Chaldeans, to chastise his people, to bring them back into a place where they would submit to God and pray. They wouldn't even pray. These people wouldn't even pray. They pray to their false gods. They pray to their wooden and golden and all kinds of different materials that they were praying to, but they weren't praying to God. Let's read on. Do not listen to them. Don't listen to your false prophets, in other words, that you're only going to be there for a short time and everything and all is well. You know, a false prophet will always tell you how good you are. You better get that down. A false prophet will always play upon your senses, tell you how good you are, tell you how sweet you are, tell you how you're going to be a rich man. You're going to have all of these good things, goodies, and all you have to do is just continue being yourself. And this is what a false prophet does. It's what he gets paid for, is telling you how sweet you are, how good you are, and how great. And you got to watch these things because they're going to come. And they come by the the dosage. And YouTube profits by the tons. They'll tell you whatever you want to hear, as long as you click on their program and you send them money. You are one good motor scooter. So just remember that. They will do anything that you want them to do. They'll tell you whatever you want to hear because of the itching ears of the day. Itching ears will cause a person to fall. Itching ears will cause a person to listen to virtually anything because they don't get the scriptures themselves. They get the scriptures out of somebody else, somebody else's mind, somebody else's study. They don't get the revelation knowledge firsthand. They get it secondhand from virtually anything and everything. Remember that. Let's read on. Do not listen to them, the false prophets, to serve the king of Babylon. This is what I want you to do. Serve the king of Babylon and live. Submit to him. You won't submit to me, so you submit to him. Why should this city become a ruin? But if they are prophets, and if the word of the Lord is with them, let them now entreat the Lord of hosts that the vessels which are left in the house of the Lord, in the house of the king of Judah, and in Jerusalem, may not go to Babylon. If they're really prophets, let them pray that the vessels that are left in the temple, let them pray that they'll stay there. For thus says the Lord of hosts concerning the pillars, concerning the sea, concerning the stands, and concerning the rest of the vessels that are left in this city, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, did not take when he carried into exile Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, from Jerusalem to Babylon, and all the nobles of Judah and Jerusalem. Yes, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, concerning the vessels that are left in the house of the Lord and in the house of the king of Judah and in Jerusalem, they will be carried to Babylon. Did you hear that? They will be carried to Babylon, and they will be there until the day I visit them, declares the Lord. Then I will bring them back and restore them to this place. Yeah, after 70 years. After 70 years, he's going to revisit, and God's going to do what he needs to do. Did you hear that? God will do what's necessary after 70 years. This is how long they're going to be stuck in Babylon. And the Babylonians are going to take them. So mark it down. If your false prophets are going to have any real impact, let them pray to me. Let them pray that these vessels will stay, and we'll see if I answer. You know, God's kind of funny. Well, why don't you have them pray that these vessels will continue to stay in Jerusalem and in the temple? Why don't you have them pray that? We'll see who's going to answer. And, you know, these false prophets, they don't pray. They don't pray to God. They'll pray to anybody but God. They think they're praying to God, but they're not. They're praying to themselves, and they're praying to different gods, because if they heard the true and living God, they wouldn't be falsely claiming and falsely prophesying the things of God, would they? If they were really praying to the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, then they would know. They would know. But no, they're not. They're praying to someone else. And they're wasting their time. And they're wasting your time as well. It's wasting everybody's time because they want to get your click. They want to get your attention. And they'll do anything and everything to get your attention and to just have you click on their website or whatever. So let's continue to read. I will bring them back and I'll restore the vessels after 70 years. And this is, here's an example. Hananiah's false prophecy. Now, there's the false prophets that came and tried to get the people's attention, trying to control. They love to control. False prophets love to control. When Nebuchadnezzar invaded Judah, first in 606 and then in 597 BC, he took away many of important people living in Jerusalem, including Daniel, which is one of the most righteous men that ever lived. He took him. He took Daniel. He took Ezekiel. And although these men were captives, they had a profound impact on the exiles and leaders of Babylon. They were witnesses. And you talk about a person that was had an impact and a witness. Daniel, one of the most powerful witnesses for God. God answered his prayers. God delivered him from the lion's den. This man was unbelievable in his righteous living and his dedication. I've never seen a man with such dedication and such leadership in the spirit world as Daniel. He is one person that, if you want to be like someone other than Christ, Daniel is one of them to aim for. You know, Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Well, that's good to be like Paul. But you want to be like Jesus. You don't want to be like Paul. You don't want to be like Daniel. But they are an example that lead people. And this is an example to seek after. I mean, if you're just seeking to be like a man, Paul or Daniel is a good example to be like, because they lived a life of the death to the self-will. You know, Daniel was offered the best foods that the king ate. He was offered the food of the king, and Daniel refused to take it. He ate his soda crackers and his vegetables or whatever he had. And this man was dedicated to God. He prayed three times a day. And he would open up his windows and pray and pray and pray. This man was dedicated to God. And every time I look at this man's life, I just think, how can anybody be this dedicated to God? But he was. He was dedicated, and he was one of the most powerful peoples as far as prophet of God on the face of the earth. And in my opinion, he was one of the most powerful men on the face of the earth, normal, natural men that lived in this day and in this time back there in the book of Daniel, in the time that he lived in. He was one of the most powerful men that ever lived. Well, let's go ahead and stop here, because we're going to get into this false prophecy of Hananias tomorrow. So stay tuned. This is, it's getting good now. And, well, it's not that it hadn't been good, but it's always good. So this 28th chapter is going to be good tomorrow. So be sure and tune in, and be sure and go to our website, krciradio.com. We just uploaded like 50 or 60 messages, and we're caught up as far as right now. And our blog is caught up, Antichrist Watch. It's caught up. You can join that. And we'd love to hear from you. Give us a comment and write to us and let us know. And pray for our obtaining a new transmitter. Our old transmitters, even our spares, has gone out. It's unbelievable. We've been fighting problems with transmitters and processors and every other thing. So pray for us. And if you want to help, give us a line or write to us or whatever, and let us, and you can help as well. Join us. We never beg for money here. If we have to, we take it out of our own pocket. So that's just the way it always has been. I hate to even ask for anybody. But if you'd like to be a part of it, our new transmitter, please write to us at KRCI Radio Box 424 Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.